All right, 5 o'clock. If you're looking for Harbaugh discussion, Odyssey.com rewind. We spent plenty of time on it. We're done with it. I have a question. So I read an article and it really got me thinking. And there are several. I mean, you can go anywhere you want. Viewership for the Summer Olympics is through the roof. And there's one problem. I don't know who the hell's watching it. I don't know anybody who watches this garbage. Like right now, USA and Brazil are on. Who cares? Like, I don't.
You really don't?
I'm being serious. I know I'm probably the problem. I know I'm probably the outlier. Someone help me. I haven't watched 10 seconds of the Olympics, nor will I. I don't care. It means nothing. All the Olympics are is a grift that usually puts the country that hosts it into bankruptcy.
That may be true.
And it's just a bunch of sports no one cares about and people I'll never see again. Help me understand this.
Mike, you are...
Because David is, like, upset now.
No.
Not upset.
You are truly in the minority because for you, if it's not football, basketball, or horse racing...
Yeah, it's baseball, pretty much, hockey.
Yeah. But the Olympic sports, there are people watching. Now, for a lot of people, I think it's background noise. You may have it on, and then you like kind of dip in and dip out like a baseball game. The best thing that ever happened to the Olympics was Peacock and streaming because it broke down every event. So guess what? You didn't have to watch everything. If you want to watch track and field, boom, go to the track and field link and you just watch that. You want to watch gymnastics, and gymnastics is always big in the Summer Olympics. You could just watch gymnastics. If you want to watch the hoop team, you can do that. So yeah, the streaming part of this, it was like it was made for the Olympics.
Well, let me support Rico's point before David lectures us. The opening Sunday of competition drew NFL-like numbers, averaging 41.5 million viewers across all NBC platforms that nearly equaled the 42 million who watched the most-watched regular season game, Cowboys-Commanders Thanksgiving weekend. Through Thursday's NBC, this is just about this weekend, NBC primetime coverage was averaging 34 million across all platforms, up 79% from Tokyo.
Yeah.
One problem. I don't know any of these 42 million people.
You do, Mike.
No one I know watches.
I've watched it. David's watched it. Kenny's watched
no,
it.
No, you're losers, though. There's a difference. talking about winners.
No.
They gave away 60 medals over the weekend. So I know a lot of people were watching, but I'm going to call Bula Bula on the numbers.
Okay.
Because of streaming. Streaming has changed everything, and I don't think that's true numbers to what people are watching on the television. I have not used Peacock once during these Olympics. I've watched everything I've wanted to and needed to by watching regular cable. Right. USA, NBC, CNBC, whatever it's on, I've watched. But see, and I've been just fine.
I've used Peacock because it was easier to find the event that I cared about.
He's such a TV exec scumbag.
Well,
go ahead. You keep shilling for that streaming, you piece. can't wait. Yeah, hey, Rico, what are you up to? I'm watching Maryland and Illinois on the Peacock.
Now, what I will say is it will make it convenient because there were times I was watching archery and they didn't finish the broadcast. They went to maybe soccer was starting, so they would go to the soccer mat, and I had to go and wait for them to come back and show me the results.
Right, and the other thing, like if you miss an event, they'll have the entire race or they'll have whatever. You could just click on that and you just watch that race.
And that happened. I know you're going to laugh, Mike. I watched the road race, the men on Saturday, the women on Sunday. That's a 4-hour, 5-hour thing.
See, that's loser. That's loser.
My goodness. So I'm watching on CNBC. Of course, they're going in and out because they have other things they can show in the middle of a 5-hour race.
So let me ask you two this, you two fine Olympiad supporters. Have you watched, this is again from one of the articles, Peacock's whip around highlight show, The Gold Zone. It's become the breakout star of the Olympics.
It's basically the red zone. I have not.
Okay.
Because there's very few events that really I want to watch. Other than, you know, because basketball, you know they're going to win. But yeah, like track and field, that was fun because nothing was guaranteed in any of those races.
See, I did take a look at that over the weekend because I said they gave away like 60 medals on Saturday and Sunday alone. So I wanted to see how they jumped in and out to the different things. There was things going on for discus.
Right.
For shot put.
The dude whose wrench knocked down the pole vault?
Okay.
Never seen something like that.
I was going to say Noah Lyles.
I think he won in the end. I think he won in the end after that situation.
He literally knocked his nuts right off the bar and took it down. I mean, Stoney showed me that highlight yesterday. There's my Olympic coverage. That's all.
Thing is, he's probably more popular now.
I was about to say that Olympic Village
before the match.
They probably love him there.
Hey, you lost. Oh, wait a minute, you're that guy, aren't you?
I think that guy's actually getting like OnlyFans requests from stars on Only. I'm not joking. I think that's actually a thing.
When he, put it this way, Olympic Village is going to be pretty nice for him.
I mean, Stoney showed me because you know Stoney. He's a purveyor of all things creepy and or perverse. And he's like, you're not going to believe it. This French dude knocked the pole vault bar down with his boner. I'm like, what? And then I'm like, all right, we're not doing this on the air. So then he showed me during a break, and I'm like,
that actually happened.
Wow. I'll be damned. Stoney was onto something here. So I wanted to ask the question. It's just the numbers say the Olympics are taking over everything, that they are outdrawing the highest profile NFL games of the year. I don't watch any of it. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Snoop Dogg gets paid $500,000 a day mm-hmm. to be in Paris. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
It's good to be the king.
No, but how does it work? How did you go from gin and juice to making $500,000 a day?
Or the same way that Ice Cube is making Disney movies.
Are we there yet?
Right. The same man film. Who F the police. Oh, are we there yet? Okay.
21 Jump Street. 2-4.
You'd be amazed.
248-539-9797. If you are all into it, I'd love to hear from you. But I also would like to know, are there any of my people out there who go, what the heck? Why you would anyone?
Mike, you know what you are? And this may put it in perspective, because I always wonder, when the Super Bowl comes on,
mm-hmm.
who's like the other 60% of the country who's
that
not
aren't
watching the Super Bowl?
It. Now that, great question.
That's you. Right now, with the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because like, you're like, wow, they got 40% of the people are watching Super Bowl. Well, what the heck were the other 60% of the people watching?
Yeah,
that's
no, you're
you
right.
The Olympics.
It's very true. I guess for me, I just can't, like, what am I supposed to, I'm watching badminton. I have great pride in this.
I love it. I love watching
it. No, David,
it.
You.
I've watched it.
David,
you're
the same guy who watches the Combine.
That is very
you're
true.
You're not
so I'm
the
crazy.
Type of person I associate with. I only speak to you because I work with you. I don't like anything about your viewing habits. You're a loser.
I sit here and go crazy when the Combine is on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Kenny has been laughing at me.
Yes.
All last week he was laughing at me as I was paying attention to, you know, let's just say archery. I was watching
How?
That.
Okay, no.
Paying attention.
In all seriousness, you go to talk to David pre-show, and David is doing passive listening. Like, he's not really listening to you.
They were finishing up a race. Give me a second.
Tablet. Like, David, I think I'm just going to quit the show and quit and become a priest. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right. So what are we going to do for two? David, I just said I was quitting. Okay. And what now? Yeah, he's not paying attention. He's on his tablet.
All right. Where are you with the Olympics? All in or all out? Just state your case. Then I'm only kidding with David. I don't care if he likes the Olympics. It doesn't matter to me. I don't know anyone watching him. I don't. Now, here, David, okay, fine. I work with David. It's just, David's a weirdo.
Maybe like the wife's not watching it?
Hell no. No time for this crap. No,
I'm just saying, it's the Olympics have a huge demographic with women. Love watching.
I know, it's just, why am I supposed to care? Help me care.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
No, I feel like these numbers are telling me I should.
Just means he hates America.
Wow.
All right, you know
okay,
what?
Okay, then. Live from the Kremlin, it's Saturday night. Jesus, man. 248-539-9797.